Welcome to the Fear and Greed Business News Afternoon Report for Monday, the 8th of April, 2024. I'm Sean Aylmer. Every afternoon, we've got the five stories that happened today that you need to know about. Story number one, the S&P ASX 200 closed up just a touch to 7,789 points. Tech stocks led the way, while industrials and utilities also outperformed. Energy stocks were the laggards. Among the large caps, the banks were higher, though Macquarie Group finished down 1%. The big miners were mixed, so too the retailers. Plenty of corporate news around. Logistics software business WiseTech has acquired Active Data, which provides electronic customs and freight forwarding solutions in Finland. Terms of the deal weren't disclosed. Family monitoring app Life360 surged 17% after it said it was outpacing market expectations after drawing in 4.8 million active users in a record first quarter. The board of cyber safety and internet monitoring group Coria has knocked back a buyout bid from American software investor K1, and APM Human Services is down 29% to $1.15 after warning of weaker profits. Its share price is now one-third what it was in mid-2022, and its largest shareholder, Chicago-headquartered private equity firm Madison Dearborn Partners, over the weekend submitted a revised offer for the employment services group at $1.40 a share. That was knocked back. It's trading at $1.15 a share. Story number two. The Prime Minister, Anthony Albanese, has appointed Mark Binskin, a former Chief of Defence Force, to serve as Australia's advisor on the response to the Israeli strikes that killed seven aid workers, including Australian Zomi Frankum. Mr. Albanese said the information Israel has provided so far on its investigation hasn't satisfied our expectations. He said he had made it clear to Israel that the deaths of the World Central Kitchen charity workers in Gaza was utterly inexcusable, and that action is needed to ensure that such a tragedy is never repeated. Story number three, Ansell, the medical glove and protective equipment manufacturer, will acquire the Kimtech and CleanGuard brands from US giant Kimberly-Clark for almost $1 billion. After a boom COVID period, mostly because it made single-use gloves and protective medical gowns, Ansell has struggled to gain much traction, and its share price is down 13% over the past year, and it's trading at not much more than 50% of its pandemic peak. Management has been cutting costs, including big staff reduction, but today the move was more of a revenue play. Chief Executive Neil Salmon said Ansell has been looking at the Kimberly-Clark protective business for years. He said the purchase will broaden Ansell's footprint in the scientific and pharmaceuticals industry. The two new brands are known for all protective clothing and safety eyewear. Story number four, Beach Energy share price tumbled as much as 22% today before closing down 15% after it said its troubled Waitsia gas project in Western Australia will cost almost twice as much as initially forecast. The total cost is likely to be as much as $1.3 billion, of which Beach is up for between $600 million and $650 million. Its partner in the project is Japan's Mitsui, and the original cost was around $750 million thereabouts. Now, Kerry Stokes, the Seven Group, owns 30% of the oil and gas company. Kerry's son Ryan is chair. Beach today said additional quality issues were found on the project during late stages of construction. Production is now slated to start next year rather than later this year. And story number five, Israel's military is withdrawing from the southern Gaza city of Khan Yunis, wrapping up a key phase in its ground offensive against the Hamas militant group and bringing its troops' presence in the territory to one of the lowest levels since the six-month war began. But defense officials said troops were merely regrouping as the army prepares to move into Hamas's last stronghold, Rafah, according to Associated Press. The war in Gaza continues and we are far from stopping, the military chief, Lieutenant General Herzi Halevi, said. Israel is preparing to begin evacuating Rafah of local people, and the process could take several months, local broadcaster Channel 13 reported. That's it for the afternoon report for Monday, the 8th of April, 2024. Don't forget to hit follow on the podcast and find Fear and Greed on LinkedIn, Instagram, X, TikTok and Facebook. Join Michael Thompson and I tomorrow morning for the Fast Five by Fear and Greed, the top five business stories you need to know in just 5 minutes. I'm Sean Aylmer. Enjoy your evening.